There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Let's get to NFL Factoids. It's NFL Factoid Tuesday. We have two late additions to this list. These are via Optostats. There have been three games in NFL history where a quarterback threw five-plus touchdown passes on fewer than 25 attempts while also rushing for 50-plus yards. Lamar has all three of them.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, that Lamar Jackson. He was unbelievable last night.
And Justin,
also helps when guys are running wide open like Bateman was down the field. I think I could have made that throw.
And Justin Herbert threw for 349 yards with a 97.1 passer rating tonight. No other quarterback in NFL history has thrown for that many yards with that high of a passer rating and yet had his team fail to score an offensive touchdown and lose the game.
That is, he has officially become, you know how we used to do the angel stats of like Otani and Trout? They do something that's never been done before, and they went 5-for-7 with 6 home runs, and then the Angels lose 7. That was the Chargers last night. That was the epitome of the Chargers.
That's the Chargers' entire career.
Yeah, I mean, that's him, his entire career there.
In the last 4 weeks, you talked about Lamar being maybe the runaway MVP. The Lions have scored 18 touchdowns, and Jared Goff has had 15 incompletions.
He's on an unbelievable run right now. That is a crazy stat. I saw that one yesterday. That's wild. He was awesome this weekend in Detroit. I still think, though, like if I'm voting right now, and this is no offense to God, it's Lamar Jackson. It's not even a debate in my mind.
According to Trey Wingo, the only player in NFL history with four straight games of 80% completion percentage and a passer rating over 140 is Jared Goff.
Yeah.
He was 14 of 16 for 149 yards and a touchdown versus the Blitz against the Vikings.
His numbers, and that was the strength of the Minnesota defense going into that game, is what they did, blitzing opposing quarterbacks, and he just lit them up.
Jason Logan of Covers.com writes, Mike Tomlin since 2007 is 57-31-4, which is 65% against the spread as an underdog. He's 18-6-3, 75% as a home dog. Their 31 unanswered points versus the Jets was the most they've scored unanswered since 2016.
Yeah, it helps when Garrett Wilson has a ball bounce off his shoulder pads and sets you up at the one-yard line. Then it makes the outscoring a little bit easier. That was such a funny game because it went from the first half looking like this dude's going to get eviscerated in Pittsburgh. How do you put Russell Wilson in the game? He was so bad in the first half of that game. And in the second half, the Jets imploded. He hit a couple of deep shots. All of a sudden, there they were. Now he is the hero. And somebody asked him, I think it was Brandon Marshall after the game, was it the most gutsy call you ever made? And he was like, that's why they pay me the big bucks. But when you win, that's what you get to do.
This one from Scott Barrett of Fantasy Football Analytics. Anthony Richardson on throws 1-9 air yards, 70%, which is worse of 37 qualifiers. 10-19 air yards, 62%, which is fifth worst. 20-39 air yards, 42.9%, fifth worst. 40-plus air yards, 100%. He's the best.
Yeah.
Throw it deep or don't throw it at all, Andy
Every
Richardson.
Single play. You know what quarterback won this weekend?
He's so bad.
You know who won this weekend?
Are you ready to abandon the take of Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson got a win. I thought quarterback stats are wins and losses. That's what we track, right? 10-24, 129 yards.
He got that key field goal.
Yeah, the key field goal he made. All of the touchdowns that he scored. Did they even score a touchdown? Yeah, they had one, right?
I think they had one.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
He was 10-24 for 129 yards.
They were chanting Flacco.
Yes, as they should. But you also have to keep playing him. I will die on that hill.
I will totally disagree with you. I want to win football games.
He did this weekend. He did. That's a dub. Eat that W.
Okay.
Eat that W.
So this was going into Monday Night Football, and it may have changed, so I need to see an updated. But let's take those two games out. Dirk, can you guess who had the best EPA per dropback in Week 7?
The best EPA per dropback in Week 7. I mean, Goff had to have been up there.
Goff, certainly a good guess.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Not Goff. Is it my goat? Is it the goat? Mariota?
Mariota!
Hey!
Marcus Mariota.
He's good for one of those a year. He's got one of those in his hip pocket a year, and if he has to start this weekend, he's going to throw three picks.
Probably.
That's the way it usually goes.
CJ,
right when we're like, hey, look at that. Isn't that fun watching Mariota play? And then the next weekend, it's like, no, that wasn't any fun anymore.
CJ Stroud had a rough day versus the Packers. He was pressured on 13 of 15 third downs. He was two for eight, 13 yards, sacked four times.
That's not good, Bob. That's not good. He was awful on Sunday.
He was so, so bad.
This team, though, kept him in it. They ran the ball well. They forced a couple of turnovers defensively. Like, them having a chance to win that game was kind of a miracle with how bad he played.
This run from Steve Palazzolo of 33rd Football Team, formerly of PFF. The 49ers had 36 yards in their first 13 plays. According to BJ Kissel of KC Sports Network, the Chiefs' defense has not allowed a 300-yard passer since the Super Bowl versus the Eagles.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
It's an unbelievable streak.
Their healthiest wide receiver now in San Francisco was shot in the chest 2 months ago.
Well, that's not true, but it is a funny joke.
I mean, it's kind of all they
it's
got.
It's a great joke.
It's all they got.
And finally, with the win versus San Francisco, Andy Reid now has a better regular season winning percentage than Belichick in three less seasons.
That's an interesting stat.
Had he had Patrick Mahomes,
he would have never lost a game.
I think the GOAT coach thing is very interesting. I don't.
Well, what was Belichick's record?
His record without Brady is atrocious.
Well, I'm saying prior to New England. Cleveland.
It did not go well for him in Cleveland.
No, it did not.
So that's the one where, yeah, let me.
I mean, he's got a couple seasons.
He was only there a couple of years at most.
I thought it was only 2 years.
Two or three at most.
He would no, it was not. He was there for 5 years.
Oh wow.
He was 36-44 in 5 years in Cleveland. They had the one playoff appearance in 94. They lost in the divisional round to the Steelers. Every 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 5-11 the year after the playoffs, and then he was fired.
According to ESPN's Phil Yates, Saquon Barkley had 176 rushing yards, which is the second most any players had versus his former team, and he ran a top speed of 21.9 miles per hour, the fastest of his career. And I just kept thinking about John Mara saying, I really don't want to see Saquon be an Eagle.
Dysfunctional organization, man. They have no direction, and they will clean house at the end of the season. Daniel Jones, by the way, still has not accounted for a touchdown in his home stadium. I can't remember the exact, but it's like he's going on like 3 years now since he's accounted for a touchdown in his home stadium.
First in passing yards, sixth in completion percentage, and first in pressures against him. Geno Smith, everybody. He faced 47% pressures.
Who is Geno Smith?
Which was the third highest of Week 7. That's according to Brady Henderson. It would be second highest as a season-long average, and he finished with two TDs, no picks.
I can't make sense of them, and I can't make sense of him. He goes from the first 3 weeks of the year looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL to just really laying a couple of duds. I didn't think he was good at all against San Francisco. Incredibly inaccurate early in that game, and then efficient, perfect, and lights up the Falcons.
He's a good quarterback with no offensive line. Josh Jacobs had his first touchdown reception of his career. It took 211 catches to get that. Coincidentally, was Jordan Love's 50th touchdown pass, so he gave Love the ball.
Yeah.
He also has the fifth most scrimmage yards in 2024. Josh Jacobs, that was a nice addition by the Packers.
Nice little pickup. There were running backs on the market. They made an addition, and so did Baltimore. What did Dallas do? They brought in Ezekiel Elliott.
What did the Chargers do?
Yeah.
And last one, Mike Evans, before he got hurt, became the sixth player ever to have 12,000 receiving yards and 100 touchdowns with one team.
Remarkable consistency.
Great Hall of Fame.
Did we get an update on what that was?
Well, he was dealing with a hamstring.
Yeah, I know he was banged up coming in.
Aggravated the hamstring.
Yeah. Okay. I know Godwin's done for the year.
Yeah, exactly. Godwin's done.
But that's tough. He's had such a great run. I hope it's nothing long-term for him.
There we go. NFL Factoid Tuesday, every Tuesday here at 6:30.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.